This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Swing and a liner pass short into left, base hit. First pitch swinging again. Henry Davis with an RBI single. 1-0 Pirates. Here's the pitch. Swing and a high fly ball right field. Carroll back to the wall, running out of room. It's gone. A high, towering Stargellian home run. And O'Neill Cruz with a two-run shot, his 12th. It's 10-0 Pirates.
And that leads into a six-pack. Pirates will be looking for their first three-game winning streak on the season Friday night. They're 6-3 in their last nine. They're 9-10 under Don Kelly. Is that great? No, it's not. Limits. But I'll tell you this, they've become, as our friend John Parato said the other day, watchable and even entertaining. And I want to get back into that topic that we had, not right now, but in a little bit, about how whether you've become so embittered out there, and goodness knows I wouldn't blame you, if you become so embittered that you can't even enjoy any good Pirate moments. Because I'm going to say this right now. I'm going to say it loud and clear. But first, I'd like you to crack a beer for our first six-pack item.
Which is brought to you by Bet365.
Thank you, Limits, for getting that in as well.
I got you.
I think there's going to be a number of good moments for the Pirates the rest of the year. You can call me crazy. I don't care. It doesn't take away anything or anyone that I've spent 2 months mercilessly ripping, but I think things have taken a little turn to where we're in for some entertaining games, some entertaining performances, and a little bit of fun. And I think we deserve that, Limits. I think Paul Skeens is going to provide that. He was unbelievable again. I had a number here with him. Just know that he has something like a 1.9 ERA here. Oh, here he is. Bob, don't call him Florence Nightingale. Pirates ace Paul Skeens got a nice ovation on the road yesterday. He lowers his ERA to 2.16. Still has not given up more than six hits in any of his career 35 starts. That's a major league record, says Nightingale. His career ERA is 2.03. Skeens, by his own admission, wasn't living up to his own lofty expectations for the first month, maybe a little more than that. We talked about it. People overreacted because they can't hold two ideas in their brain at one time. Why do you think Paul Skeens sucks? I don't. I think he's really, really good, but he's not right now. This was, I don't know, about 2.5 weeks ago. What we thought he'd be and what he thought he'd be this year, which is, you know, electric, dominant, you know, top 2-3 guy in baseball. Well, guess what? In the last three starts, he is precisely that. He's gone, I think, 20 2/3 innings, two runs, not many hits, hardly any walks, and 24 strikeouts. And I think it might even get better. It feels like he's going to pitch a shutout every time out. He's going to give us moments. Bubba Chandler, I believe, will be here soon. He's going to give us moments. O'Neill Cruz, give me another six-pack item, will you please, Limits? Thank you. O'Neill Cruz, I think, and I'm going to predict right here and right now, is going to be the seventh 40-40 man in the history of Major League Baseball. Is there anybody else on pace? Is Ohtani going to do it again this year? Is Ellie De La Cruz on pace for that? I'm not sure.
Ohtani's numbers.
But even if Ohtani does it, he's still the same guy who did it before.
He's already hit 20 home runs this year.
How many steals? That's the question.
Only 11.
So he still does have a chance, but maybe he's certainly not going to be 50-50 again.
No.
Only six people in history have been 40-40 right now. Limits, if I tell you Cruz is going to play 145 games, does that sound reasonable right now? He missed a handful.
Yeah, I'd say so, because you know there'll be a couple of days where he'll be off his feet.
You are on fire today. Yeah, that's incredible. And that was in reference to Cruz.
It was.
He's on pace at, I would say, a conservative number of 145 games.
That's fair. I mean, he'll probably pinch it in a couple of games where he doesn't start, but 145 sounds right.
Let's say that's it. He's on pace for 35 homers and 53 steals. So it's hardly an exaggeration to say that could turn into 40 homers and however many steals. He could very well be a 40-40 guy, and I'm predicting it this year. Did you see the home run? Do you have the home run he hit yesterday? It was ridiculous. It still hasn't come down.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a high fly ball, right field. Carroll back to the wall, running out of room. It's gone. A high, towering Stargellian home run.
Stargellian.
O'Neal Cruz with a two-run shot, his 12th. It's 10-0 Pirates.
Love the call again. Joe Block has been in fuego. Do you have the Reynolds home run from the day before? I loved his call on that, and I love Stargellian. Did Willie even hit one that high? I mean, he was known for majestic home runs. He was my favorite player as a youth. I haven't seen too many moonshots like that thing.
Well, he hit one 500 feet in L.A. against the Dodgers.
He did, but I'm talking like straight up in the air and then straight down over the fence. It was ridiculous.
Beeks delivers. Swing, fly ball, deep left field. Reynolds has tagged this one. Pirates in the lead. Oh, there's trouble brewing in the desert.
I like that a lot. Do you?
Oh, there's trouble brewing in the desert.
Incredible.
So, the moral of my story. Oh, and I haven't even gotten to Henry Davis. Could you crack one for him, please? He's certainly deserving of one. I just wrote about Henry Davis to the Post-Gazette today. I think he's going to give us some moments. I think that the Pirates, from here on out, are going to be like they were for the first, 4 months? April, May, June, July. For the first 4 months last year before their season fell apart. I think they can pick up where that left off and be a little bit better. I honestly believe that the rest of the year. Am I crazy? Maybe. But I think Henry Davis takes off. Cruz takes off. Reynolds does what he's going to get to his normal numbers. You don't need a ton of offense when you have pitching like this. And guess what? The pitching's going to get better because the number two overall prospect in all of baseball and Bubba Chandler is coming here, presumably. Better be here soon. I think he's going to give us some moments. So I think, while I understand if your bitterness has you saying, I will never watch a shred of Pirate baseball again as long as I live, and I really do understand that and get that, I think you're going to be missing some things the rest of this season. Have I taken a sudden about face on this team? Yeah, I have, because I have working eyeballs and I'm watching what's happening. And Hank Davis is another one. And I went back and looked at his career, and it was very enlightening, because I'd pretty much forgotten that when Henry Davis came up limits, he was hitting well, like, for a month and a half or so. And I remember it rekindled the memories of, oh yeah, this is the number one pick. He's doing what we thought he'd do. Do you know what Henry Davis hit his first full month in the major leagues?
No.
Wrong. 317.
And was that including the two home runs that he hit off of Shohei Ohtani, the first player to ever do that?
No. And he had an 830 OPS. And then, in the second month, he was hitting well. And yes, that night in Anaheim was July 21st, 2023. They're in Anaheim. Shohei is on the mound. Hank Davis goes 3-for-4 and is the only person still to hit two home runs off Ohtani in the same game. You know what his average was by the end of that night on the season? And he had taken like 90 at-bats.
285.
Wrong. 295. You know what his OPS was? Wrong.
Wrong.
854. Slug, 463. On base, 391. Limits, this was almost 100 bats into his career. And we're all thinking, this guy's a star, just like we thought he'd be.
That's what he was brought up to be. They threw him out there defensively in right field just to get the bat in the lineup, and he was producing.
And guess what happened? That very night, the wheels fell off. He goes 0 for 3 the next day, 1 for 4, 0 for 5, 1 for 5, 0 for 3, 0 for 3, 0 for 4, 0 for 4, 0 for 3, 0 for 4. That's when it happened. He was never the same after the Ohtani night. It was incredible. So that season ended rather disastrously, although he got back to about a 700 OPS in September. We all saw what happened last season. He hit like a pitcher. There are pitchers who had better years than he had last year. That's not an exaggeration. And then it started off like that this year. He hit 130 in 23 at-bats in April. 130 with one extra base hit. And then he has 31 at-bats this month. And suddenly he's hitting. He's hitting 290 this month. He has an 808 OPS. Is that amazing? Is it going to win him player of the month? No, but kind of like his team, it at least sort of makes you say, wow, they look competent again. He looks competent again. He's worth watching. Maybe they're worth watching. Those are my own personal thoughts right now. And I think, and this was the gist of the column, we talked about it a little yesterday, Henry Davis needs to play virtually every day, and he needs to be their starting catcher. I like Joey Bart. Davis is a better defensive player, and Bart is not having a great offensive year. He has one home run and a 655 OPS. That's 150 points down from last year. However, he crushes left-handed pitching. So as you've mentioned, to your immense credit limits, and Dan Zangrilli has mentioned, give him a first baseman's glove and have him platoon with Horwitz, who can't hit left-handed pitching but crushes right-handed pitching.
And all the people that say, oh, well, you can't throw Joey Bart out there right now at first base. He's never played first base. That didn't matter for them with O'Neill Cruz when they moved him from shortstop to the outfield.
They threw you out there last year. They said, no, have him learn on the job.
It's fine. I mean,
wait a second.
Not?
They threw Endy Rodriguez out there with no practice.
Yeah, no spring training reps at first base.
They've done all of this. So, yeah, I'm not saying don't give him a couple weeks to ramp up, but if you're looking for at-bats for Bart, especially, well, only against lefties, I would say at this point, and that limits his playing time anyway. Have him catch those days. Have him catch against lefties. I'm fine with that.
He can even catch one day to make sure that he gets Henry Davis off his feet a little bit.
But Henry Davis needs to play. It's time to find out. And I, for one, am kind of excited to find out. You know, he's shortened his swing a little bit. There's a good story by the Beeswhacker in the Post-Gazette today.
Beeswhacker.
On how Adam Frazier had a little hitting session with Henry Davis, and you can just feel it now. You can feel it's very obvious. You don't have to be a hitting guru. The swing is shorter. He looks more relaxed. He's trying to go to right field a little bit. Those are all signs. We used to talk to Shelty every week about that. And he would say, yeah, remember when he hit the home runs against Ohtani? They were both to right center. And I would say, yes, I do. I'd be thinking, yeah, that was a long time ago. He hasn't hit a ball to right center since then. But now that's starting to come back, and maybe he's just relaxed. And I liked his quotes from the story on, you know what? I decided I'm going to have fun and I'm going to be in the present. And I'm taking that to the golf course today, Limits.
Oh, and you hope the same Henry yes. Davis strategy works for you.
Yes. Have fun and be in the present. I don't think that you can forget when you're in the major leagues or you're playing a pro sport or any sport at a high level of what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be kind of fun. You've achieved a childhood dream just to be there. So at least, and I realize for those guys like us, certain things like going to the ballpark become a job, even though at first you're like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm here, that type of stuff. But you can still enjoy your job.
No doubt.
I do. I see you every day.
I enjoy it every day.
Yeah.
I mean, is it a little bit different than the first day when you first get here and it's a little bit overwhelming?
You were in awe of Ron Cook the first day, right?
I was. I was in awe of you as you sang your first song to me.
Yeah.
Not even knowing my name.
I remember that. But I do like what I heard from him in that story. It was basically, screw it. You know what? I'm going to enjoy this and I'm going to be present. I think that's great advice.
And he works.
Great. Yeah, he wasn't even giving advice. Yeah, it was advice to himself, I guess. But I like his approach. So those are all the things about this Pirate season. And I'd love to hear from you at 412-928-9370. What are you hearing me say? I'm always interested the filter with which people hear things. And I can guarantee you there's going to be people saying, what do you think the Pirates, now they're a World Series team? What are you, crazy? Kissing their ass? Things like that. No. I still think they may lose 100 games, although I don't think so at this point. What I think is all the things I just said, that there's going to be some entertainment to be had, that my eyes have been opened a little bit under Don Kelly. It feels different. It looks different. And I think it's going to get better. That doesn't mean they're going to sweep the Dodgers on their way to a World Series and then sweep the Yankees in the World Series. I just think they've become interesting and watchable. Do you? And I ask you, again, respecting those of you who will claim that you never watch them again, although if you call in on a radio show, even if you're angry, that tells me you're watching. 928-9370, Canario is another interesting person to me. And he's a guy that I think Don Kelly should follow the blueprint with Hank Davis. One of the first things that Kelly did was start to play Canario every day. There's only one way to find out about these guys. I can't tell you how many players I talked to over the years when I used to go over to the clubhouse who said, yeah, it was all about opportunity. I needed a chance to fail. I needed to be able to go 1-for-17 and then play the next day. I'm sure Don Kelly would tell you that. And he gave Canario that opportunity. That doesn't mean I think Canario is going to be a star, because baseball's cruel. Canario could have three great months and then somebody discovers something and they attack him in a certain way and he never recovers. There have been plenty of those too, but he's getting a chance. And that's the only way you find out. And it's time for Henry Davis to get that chance. 412-928-9370. Limits, can I have another six-pack item, please? Thank you. And do you have the Greg Brown clip from the other day?
I certainly do, Jim.
Hold on, I'll introduce it. I've been saying for a long time that the Pirates need to give Skeens a chance to be Ohtani-like. Not that he's going to be an Ohtani-like hitter. I only mean in terms of hitting and pitching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Absolutely incredible lunch today, Limits, from Tim's Corner Market. Are you enjoying it? What did you get?
Loving it. I got an Italian.
What did Emma get?
I have no idea. It's spicy.
Mmm. I got
spicy,
turkey.
But good.
Yeah.
I got turkey,
ham, bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato.
All the above.
Yeah, the place is it's owned by Slice on Broadway.
Right.
And it's phenomenal. You want spicy, you get spicy. You want plain, you get plain, and everything in between. So thank you to Tim's Corner Market.
Thank you, Tim's Corner Market. There is nothing better than a good sub on a Thursday afternoon. Well, yeah. Technically morning into afternoon.
Yeah. I'm obsessed with a couple of things. One in sports is an NFL team or a college team having the guts to play two full-time quarterbacks and inventing an offense around that. And the other is Paul Skeens hitting. And I'm not going to stop banging the drum on either. I want to see Skeens hit. Both his college coaches said that he had Air Force and LSU said he would have been drafted as a hitter in the first round as a hitting catcher. Jay Johnson, I think his name is, from LSU,
yeah,
said that, I can tell you this, he wouldn't be the worst hitter in anybody's lineup. If he said if the National League still had pitchers hitting, he'd be the best hitting pitcher in baseball and wouldn't be batting last in anybody's lineup. Apparently, and I got a text from somebody the other day, this topic came up with Greg Brown and the PM guys. Am I right about that?
Yes,
I haven't heard this yet. I'm very eager.
Here it is.
Well, I don't know what their appetite is, Andrew, but I dismissed the idea when he was first drafted. I thought it was ludicrous, but the more I watch this offense and thinking back to what his coaches said, I've not asked him that. I think Waukee asked him that maybe last year about, you know, do you think you could hit? And he kind of said, well, I used to, something like that. And I don't know if he'd have the appetite for it or not, but, you know, the more this goes along, I've started to wonder, and I really thought about it the other day when I saw Ohtani starting to throw live BP a couple days ago. I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. Yeah, I know he's a unicorn, but maybe so Skeens might be a unicorn. Yeah, I don't know if you'd do it this year. I don't know if you'd do it this it'd be maybe kind of crazy to introduce it this summer, but I don't know. Do you approach him in the off season and talk to him about the possibility? You know, I think the Pirates are one of those teams that needs to find ways to win in the margins, as they say. It was a crazy idea when he was drafted for me, but now maybe it's not as crazy. I think that's the way I'd say it.
I think that's very well said, and I would absolutely approach him this winter. And just from observation, from being on the outside observing, doesn't Skeen strike you as the type of guy who would embrace a challenge like that? A couple times a week? And again, I don't know what this lineup's going to look like next year, but Limits, he strikes me as the type of guy who would love this, who would embrace this, right?
Well, I mean, Skeen's obviously somebody who never backs down from a challenge. And I also think that what his coach Kaz said at Air Force when he joined us, like right after he was drafted,
yeah,
that he is somebody who, regardless of the situation, is able to rise to the occasion, and that he would be able to hit. Like, if given an opportunity, would they bat him, like, realistically, like, six in the order? I don't know.
Well, in this order, yes, although it's starting to get better. Again, I don't know what it's going to look like next year, but I would bet there would be room. Jay Johnson, again, he was on. Were you doing the show when those guys came on with us?
Maybe that was when Skeens debuted.
Hmm.
But
it might have been,
I did that show with both of the when both the guys came on. I remember booking both of them.
Yeah. Boy, we've been working together longer than I thought, my friend.
Yes.
Time flies. How long has Ron been gone? Since February of 24.
February 20. Yeah, 24 last year. So he's been gone for a
year and 3 months.
Almost.
That's very sad, isn't it?
Yeah. I miss him every day. Do you?
No, but I'm jealous of him. I am jealous of that.
You like,
I think some people need to work. I don't feel like I need to. I feel like if my life was waking up in Florida every day, going for walks, going to the beach, I don't know, volunteering at some places, going to games, finding pickleball, finding golf.
Mm.
See, golf is a thing. Limits. You wake up, you know, at 6, 6:30, maybe 7 o'clock in Florida. You have a nice breakfast with your wife. You're on the golf course at 10. You go to the 19th hole. You're not home till 3, 3:30. Then you have the ingredients to make a nice dinner at home, a home cooked dinner, and then you eat. You have cocktails. You eat dinner, and then I don't know. You go for a walk, get ice cream, watch a movie, and go to bed. The sad thing is, or the bad thing for me is, you have to have money to do this.
And you don't.
And I don't know where Ron got the money, other than never paying a bill.
Well, I think that's probably how Ron has the money, because he kept it.
Now, rumor has it that Ron was in town. Is that true?
I was told that, yes.
He's in town right now?
He's in town right now.
Is he listening to the show and insulted
no.
right now? How do
Maybe.
You know?
If he is, Ron,
should
text
Ron
us. Text me and Joe, Ron, yeah. in a group chat, and we'll see.
Should Ron be obligated to text us when he's in town? Or no?
He's been in town a couple of times, I've been
told. I know
told.
He has.
So
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think once, yes, he should. He should let us know. We want to see him. Do you want to see him? Kind of.
Sort of, yeah. Do you?
I'd see him.
Would you live that life in Florida? And do you need to work? See, you're still young. You're still very, very ambitious to the point where you're willing to maybe step over people on your way to get to where you want to go.
Maybe your point on that. Maybe your perspective on that. But no, I mean, what I value in everything makes me want to be here. So I think it would be hard. Now, Ron does, I think, have his daughter in Florida, right? Or at least she visits him a lot and travels a lot. I really value and really enjoy what is here. So that would be hard for me to basically uproot everything, go to Florida, and be mostly by myself.
You're not ready yet.
No.
I am, or I'm getting there. And I could do the show from Florida.
You think so?
Yes. I think I could.
And Ron should do the show from a bar stool.
Can you? Oh, my God. That's a great idea.
We should take it on the road one day.
To have a show like that, just call it Cranky Old Men. And have two guys in a bar doing a two-hour show would be phenomenal. I'm not there yet, though, Limits.
You make it sound like you are.
No, I'm not there yet because I'm not old yet. Now, people want to make me old. I'm the same age as Mike Sullivan. Do you think of him as some, like, cranky old guy who's, you know, ready to go off to, I don't know where, Bob Evans for the Early Bird special? I'm not ready for that.
Everyone now looking up how old Mike Sullivan is.
57, 58, somewhere in there.
He is 57 years old. He turned 57 this year.
There you go. So, I'm not old yet. In fact, I'm in the prime of my career. His career is a coach, and that's your coaching prime. My career is a talk show host and a columnist. I'm in the prime of my career, Limits. I ain't going anywhere fast, so you're not getting my job yet.
And I didn't ask for it. You know, maybe one day I'll be sitting right across from you, Joe. Who knows? But
what if Ron came back and you and him did a show? Speaking of which, there have been some leaks. This is like the NFL schedule.
Yes.
We have the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon coming up next week, as a matter of fact. Next Thursday. Am I right about that, Limits, is the first day?
Yeah, it bleeds Wednesday into Thursday, I believe, right? Fourth to fifth? Or fifth to sixth, into Friday.
Thursday into Friday.
Yeah.
You just told everybody the wrong day.
Well, then I corrected myself when I found out I was wrong.
And very quickly you did, which I commend you for.
You need to.
So Thursday, there have been some leaks on which people are going to be matched up here for shows. Do we reveal any of them or do we keep this to ourselves, Limits?
I only know one leak. I don't know many. Did Craig tell you to give away a couple of leaks?
He didn't say not to.
Because he said that leaks will be coming out throughout the shows and you just have
to
listen.
I'll tell you a rumor, and I haven't confirmed it yet, that Crowley and I will be paired up at some point.
I did hear that rumor.
Which I'm deathly afraid of because, as I mentioned yesterday, one of the only other times that we were paired up, he told the story of being on vacation and pooping in the ocean. And I won't tell you which ocean because nobody would want to visit there, would they?
No, they would avoid it entirely. The beaches would be empty. Businesses would go out of business. It would be a horrific sight.
I don't know where it was. I don't, but I'm afraid of where Crowley and I may go, metaphorically speaking, if we do a show together. Which I guess is the interesting part of it, right?
Yes, very interesting.
If you could choose somebody to do a show with or an hour with, I think it's going to be everybody does an hour.
Yeah.
Who would it be? You and Harry Callis, you and Pony, you and Crowley, you and Mulsey, Dickerson.
I heard that Pony and I will be a pairing.
Really?
At the 5 Alarm. That is what I heard. And Craig got very suspicious. Who told you that? Where'd you hear that? And I was like, Craig, there have been some leaks that have been out there.
Well, I think that would be great, first of all. And secondly, I'm expecting, although haven't confirmed, that myself and Mulsey will have a reunion like last year's Fan 5 Alarm Marathon. I think the people want that, do they not?
Oh, the people are craving it, Joe. They are asking, they are sending letters hoping for it.
Now you're being sarcastic and you're insulting me.
Not at all. I'm trying to add more emphasis.
Add more emphasis. Will you conduct the quiz show?
I think that has to be Craig. But I will if Craig doesn't want to.
Yeah, that should be Craig.
If Craig doesn't want to, then I'll come up with a quiz show.
Right.
I think Crowley and I would be a good pairing for an hour. I hope I get paired with Crowley.
I think we should have an imitation contest on the air for different people.
You didn't make it sound like it was fun.
What?
Crowley and I.
I said it would be great. What do you want me to do?
I don't know. You downplayed it a little bit.
No, I didn't.
Like when you call, like when I called Bob's haircut good and you called it great and you said that I didn't call it great, so it
wasn't
great.
That was true. I think you and Crowley would be great together. I think we should have imitation contests where three or four people try to imitate Ron, for example, and we pick a winner. My voice seems to be popular to imitate. I know Mueller has done it. A lot of people have done it on the air because it's, well, I guess it's very annoying.
Come on, Limits. We have a radio show to run here. Hurry up now. Come on, Limits. Limits, are we ever going to get back on the air? Limits, come on now. Limits, did you make that phone call? Do we have this audio, Limits?
Perhaps you should bat lead off there.
I think I might have to.
In the savvy old news hound imitation category. I think we should do that.
I like that one, horse.
Maybe somebody will imitate you.
I'm sure there will be. There have been people that have.
Your voice doesn't really lend itself to that, though. Harry Callis's sure does.
Hello, everyone. This is Harry Callis.
There you go. You're going to be good at this. I think we can have fun little things like that.
Oh,
hope to
will.
See people out there. Do we have a call or two here?
We do. Let's start with Tim. Tim is in the North Hills, and he would like to chime in on the Pirates.
Yeah, one of the topics with the Pirates was, are you embittered to the point where you can't even enjoy the good moments? And I happen to believe there are more good moments maybe than bad the rest of the way. I think the Pirates from here on out pick up where they were last year for the first 3 months. But that's just me. How are you, sir?
Joe, I'm great. And let me tell you, I even took it a step further. And I was telling City Limits that I actually bet money that they would win the division right before they started to go on this little bit of a streak. So, you know, I'm in the same direction you are, but probably a
wait
little
a second.
Too far in that direction.
Surely you're not saying you still think they'll win the division, are you?
Joe, I have a hope.
They're 14.5. They're 14.5 games out.
I think they could go on quite a streak. The only thing that I think will actually stop them. Honestly, their bullpen scares me more than their lineup. I think they have ways to address it, but I don't understand why they won't try guys like Majinski in the bullpen.
Well, he's gone back down to AAA and he's still a starter and actually had a great start. I do appreciate the call. I'm certainly not where that man is, although I appreciate his optimism. I just think that they're watchable again. Things have turned around a little bit. And that there are going to be, like I said, more good moments than bad, I think, the rest of the way. This has been as bad as it could possibly ever be. And I sense Reynolds turning it around. I sense Cruz being a different player. I sense Davis and Canario being contributors. Cruz being a star. And Bubba Chandler's coming. And I don't think, and we started yesterday in with this, I don't think we've talked about that enough. I think in a lot of other years, that'd be all we were talking about. We'd probably be mad that he wasn't here, by the way. But things have been so utterly and historically disastrous this year that we've barely noticed anything but the meltdown, the constant meltdown. And now under Don Kelly, 6-3 in the last 9-10 overall, they've stabilized a little bit, Limits. And they have the ability to entertain. I think the ability is there.
I was entertained yesterday. I was entertained the day before, no doubt. And when they're scoring runs for Skeens, they're obviously not going to score 10 in a game. But if you can get Skeens 4 runs, you should be able to win 80% of the time.
If you can get him 2 runs, you should be able to win 60, 70, maybe 80% of the time.
No doubt. And that's entertaining, even if they're just scoring 2.
I want to see Chandler. I want to see Cruz hit moonshot home runs. I want to see Henry Davis continue to play well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.